This evening, we are keeping the solemn ritual for Easter. And we see that our life sometimes is a bit like at the beginning of the Mass, when we see it's full of darkness. There is the darkness of sin, but also the darkness of death and the darkness of suffering. And then we see the light of Christ. When we bless the fire, is the symbol of the incarnation. The Son of God became man. And then from the fire, we light the Easter candle, which is the symbol of the risen Lord, the risen body of Jesus. And then we intone three times the light of Christ, and we say, thanks be to God. Thinking about the threefold enemies, sin, death, and suffering, overcame by the power of Christ, the light of Christ. This evening, we are celebrating the sacraments. The sacraments of baptism. And of course, each of us will also renew our own baptismal promises. But also we celebrate the sacraments of Holy Eucharist and also Confirmation. When we are baptized, the baptismal font is called, it's the womb, but also it's the tomb. It's the womb for new birth, a new life, life in the grace of Christ. But also it's the tomb to bury our old self, our own sinfulness. On Good Friday, Jesus overcame sin for us by dying on the cross. He shed his blood to wash our soul clean. On Easter Sunday, Jesus overcame death for us by his resurrection. And so we see that in baptism, we are being washed clean of our sin. In a few moments, Adam and Carmen will be baptized. And I will ask them the question, do you reject Satan and all his words and all his empty promises? And they will say, I do. By doing so, they say no to sin, to express sorrow for their past sin. But also I will ask them the question, to believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And saying, I do, they embrace the Trinity, the faith of the Holy Catholic Church. And so in baptism, we turn away from sin, it's the tomb, but also we embrace the new life in the Trinity, and it's the womb. And then we also know that the other enemy is death. But since now Christ rose from the dead, death no longer has the final word. Christ has the final word. Death is no longer eternal. It's only for the time being. And so we look forward of the glorious day of the resurrection, when our body will be raised up from the tomb, and it will be like Jesus' body, glorious, perpetual health and youth. Now, when we receive Jesus in communion, and that is the pledge of our eternal life, Jesus promised those who receive him in communion will rise again on the last day. And so, we go to confession before Easter. So to prepare ourselves, yes, to renew our own baptismal promises, but also to receive Jesus properly in Holy Communion. And this communion that we receive is the pledge of our eternal life. It's the pledge for our future resurrection. By Holy Communion, we also overcome that death, the fear of death in our hearts. The third enemy The third kind of darkness is suffering. Jesus suffered first, and then he entered into his eternal glory. Tonight, including Adam and Carmen, there will be 9 people receiving the sacraments of confirmation. In confirmation, we are being marked forever as soldiers of Christ. And so, you know, in the rites of confirmation, there is the signing the forehead with the sign of the cross. It's to remind us to carry our own cross, not to be afraid of suffering. Because by his death and resurrection, God bring good out of evil. So when we have our own cross, we can carry that for love of Jesus. And God will bring good out of evil. We can offer our suffering for souls who are in need of the mercy of God. And also, one of the traditional rites in confirmation, which is optional, is that the celebrant can slap the face of the confirmant. I like to do that. But it's a traditional way to remind the confirmant, you know, in a late hour, it's good to do that to keep people awake. But also, it's to remind us that in the midst of pain, we still have that peace. Peace be with you. And the confirmant say, and with your spirit. And so it's to remind us that we have to carry our cross and not to be afraid of suffering. Oftentimes, people want to serve both the world and Christ. And then when they find that serving Christ demands sacrifice, they go to the way of the world and they stop serving Christ. Confirmation is the sacrament that helps us to overcome that temptation. That, you know, ultimately we cannot serve both the world and Christ. We have to serve Christ. And to serve Christ means that we have to be willing to carry our cross and not to concern too much about what the world is thinking about us. It's not to concern about how much I can enjoy here on earth. It's to focus on how I can use this world to gain eternal life. And so we see that 3 enemies, sin, death, and suffering, overcome by the light of Christ. And the light of Christ, the grace of Christ, apply to us in these 3 wonderful sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. These 3 sacraments are called sacraments of initiation because they allow us to enter into the community of the Church. And so tonight we rejoice that Adam and Carmen will receive the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and First Communion. We also rejoice the other 7 baptized Catholics that tonight they will be marked forever as soldiers of Christ. And we ask you to pray for them, that they can be faithful to their commitment tonight and to be good Catholics all the days of their lives.